Okay. We'd like to thank the Kahanas for hosting tonight's shiur as we try to get into a get into the mood, so to speak, for the Yom HaDin. And just a mashal, which I'm going to actually use in tomorrow night's Parsha shiur, but that's to, I just saw it this week, so I'm very excited about the thought. The many of the Bali Machshava talk about a pasuk in Navi, where the pasuk says, Arye Yishag Milo Yira. When the lion roars, who isn't scared when the lion roars? And Arye could stand for Elo Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. That's Arye, the lion. Arye Yishag Milo Yira. Who's not scared of the lion? And the Bali Musar explains that it's interesting that if you're walking down the street and you happen to see a lion on the street, a stray lion walking on the street, we'd be scared, we're jumping away, we're like, oh, what's going on? Run away, make the news, there's a lion! And yet, when we go to the zoo, the first thing we do is, are there any lions in the zoo? There aren't yet. So excited, you run there, you make faces, you look at it, you try to see it, it's so far away, it's the first thing, you stare. What's the difference? Why is it that when you meet a lion on the streets, it's scary, we can't handle it, it's an awesome experience in a negative way, and yet when we go to the zoo, no problem. So the explanation given is that in the zoo, the animal's in a cage. If there's a mechitza, there's a separation between me and the lion. There's a break, so I don't have to take it so seriously. There's a separation. There's me. Okay, the lion's over there, but I'm over here. There's a separation. So it doesn't make me feel so intensely. It doesn't make me feel so much because there's a mechitza. On the street, there's no mechitza. It's just me and the lion. Nothing separating us. When there's nothing separating us, that's much more scary. And I feel it deeply because it's just me and the lion, and that's all there is. When we think about Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we try to get into the mood. If there's a mechitza, If we're not letting ourselves be connected to this time of year, this gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, this gift, it's a gift, right? So if we don't allow us, then there's a wall, it's like a wall, okay, hello, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But if we allow ourselves to take advantage of the opportunity, though it might be scary, though it might be awesome, scary in a positive sense, that is hopefully we'll talk about tonight. But if we allow ourselves, there's no mechitza, so we're going to be awed. But these are the Yamim Noraim. These are the awesome days. And we have to appreciate the gift of this day and these days. It's a concept that's just by way of Derech Agav introduction, and then we'll get to the main topic that we're going to talk about tonight. It's a concept at this time of year of confusing the Satan. Irbuv es ha-Satan. There are many things we do that try to confuse the Satan at this time of year. We blow the shofar the entire Elul in Shul every morning to confuse the Satan. We don't blow the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, right, to confuse the Satan. We, this past Shabbos, we didn't have Rosh Chodesh benching. The only time of year, only month of the year that we don't bench Rosh Chodesh. Tishrei, you would think the first month. No. Why? So the Satan doesn't know Rosh Hashanah is coming. We don't want to hide it from the Satan. So the Levush says that we don't start laning Parshas Brachos on Rosh Hashanah. Though you would think the first day of the year, start the Torah again. We push it off a couple weeks. Not until Simchas Torah. Right? The week after. Why? Why don't we start Parashas this Shabbos? Right? Confuse the Satan. Everything confuses the Satan. Even right by the Tzkiyas. By the Tzkiyas, after the Tzkiyas, right before the first set of Tzkiyas, we say six psukim all together as a tzibur. And if you look in the big letters in the Machzorim, it spells out Kara Satan. Rip off the Satan. Get the Satan away from us. So, the Klutz Kasha that is always asked is what? He falls for it every year. Every year, last year and 2 years ago, we blew shofar the whole Elul last year. It's obviously there's something deeper here. So maybe one idea might be, this will also maybe help us get rid of the mechitzas that are between us and Elul and us and Rosh Hashanah, an idea that's suggested by the Eima Banim Smecha in a different context. Eima Banim Smecha notes, think about David HaMelech, hopefully we'll have a shiur about this at one point. You would think David HaMelech, the king, our leader, our goel, one would think that he would have the most pristine lineage, the most perfect yichus, the best family, David HaMelech. Look at David. Unbelievable. And yet, if we analyze a little bit, not even go so far, over and over again, David's lineage is not so pure. And it's not a coincidence if we're talking about David HaMelech. Right? David, as we know, there was a whole controversy whether he was even allowed to be a Jew. Right? Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moabi v'lo Moabis. He comes from Rus. Right? So he comes from Moab. He has Moabite blood in him. And if we go further back in history, there's more. Right? Yehuda and Tamar. David HaMelech is from Yehuda. Shevet Yehuda. Lot and his daughters. So again, this is all David HaMelech's background. Right? One of the first things we ask. Right? A guy and a girl. What's the family like? The family like? This is David HaMelech. You know, maybe we wouldn't want to go out with him. Chas v'shalom. Right? So what's the message? So explains the Eim Avodah Smecha, quoting earlier sources. It's somewhat of a Kabbalistic idea, but I think it relates to us now. And that is, Hashem created the world with certain prosecuting forces. There's defense attorneys and there's prosecuting attorneys, what we call Midas HaRachamim and Midas HaDin. And when Hashem wants to do something great for the world, He wants to give a great matana, a great gift to the world, Hashem Himself, Kaviyachol, has to sometimes clothe it in unkept and even dirty garb. Because the Midas HaDin would say, do they deserve this? Does the world deserve this? Does the world deserve a David HaMelech, a Goel, a Mashiach? So Hashem kind of had to get it in under the rug. He had to sweep it in. Oh yeah, look, Lot and his daughters, Yud and Tamar. So with this background, explains the Eim HaBanim Smecha, Rav Teichtel, maybe that's the message behind David's murky roots and his impure lineage. Because Hashem wanted, this is an amazing gift, Hashem wanted to make sure He got it in without anybody noticing. So that's how David HaMelech. There's many other examples of this as well. But just to relate it to us, in terms of introduction, maybe that's what we mean by Irbo Ves HaSatan. I want to confuse the Satan. Satan's really confused. He really is not going to get it. Maybe the message isn't for the Satan. Maybe the message really deep down is for us. For us to appreciate, we hide Rosh Hashanah. We don't want Rosh Hashanah to be, we blow shofar before, we don't blow shofar right before. We hide, we don't announce it. Because we want to clothe it to make us realize what a gift it is. And what a special opportunity it is. Imagine a world, imagine a life without a Rosh Hashanah. Without a time of interest, we just go, autopilot, in life. Never a time for introspection. Never a time to think about where we're going, think about our values, thinking about where do I want to improve, right? It's New Year's resolution. Resolution is not a commitment. Right? So that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And this time of year, we have to try to appreciate the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in giving us such a day, such a time period as El Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. So Arya Yishag Milo Yira, our job tonight, as we get into the last couple of days of this year, last couple of hours of this year, not too many left, is to try to break down those walls, to feel it, to appreciate it, and to realize the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Okay, now let's get into tonight's topic, and that is to discuss the specific and unique nature and what we're supposed to feel like on Rosh Hashanah. If you think about it, most of the other holidays are pretty clear and simple, what we're supposed to feel. Sukkah is supposed to be happy. Zman Simchaseinu. Relax in the Sukkah. Chanukah, Purim. Those are pretty clear, what we're supposed to feel. Tisha B'Av is also pretty clear, what we're supposed to feel. Right? The actions that are mandated by the Torah and by Chazal, depending on its Daraisa or Rabbanan, that kind of points us in the right direction, what we're supposed to be feeling on all those days. So even Yom Kippur is, we spoke about it last year, Shabbat Shuvah, but even Yom Kippur is kind of clear, there's no mourning on Yom Kippur, but it's a day we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a scary day, but it's we're not talking about Yom Kippur right now. What about Rosh Hashanah? What are we supposed to be feeling on Rosh Hashanah? We're going to talk about it. We eat on Rosh Hashanah, but you know everything's on the line. Sifrei Chaim u'Meisim Psuchim Lefanav, as we'll see. So what is supposed to be our attitude as we're standing in shul? Is it a day of simcha? Is it a regel? It's not one of the shalosh regalim, but is it in any way, does it have halachos of a regel? Or is it pretty serious? We're supposed to be scared. Right? We don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to waste a second. So what feelings are we supposed to be having on Rosh Hashanah? How much is a Rosh Hashanah like the other moadim? Is it a moed? It's not a regel. Is it a moed? A moed is a special happy time or not? What is the focus? And just to introduce two sources. The Arizal, in source number one, the Arizal quoted in the Ber Hetev, Ki Arizal nohag livkos b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. The Arizal was knowing to cry on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'Yomar, and the Arizal said, Ki, mi she'enu boche b'yamim elu, whoever does not cry on these days, ein nishmaso tova u'shleima. His neshama isn't complete. If you don't cry the whole Yantif, Not complete, but he includes Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also a day. Gam amar kol mi sheboche. If somebody does cry, az me'atzmo b'chia gedola me'elav, osa shah da'inina lo b'bezen shalmala, v'nafsho margeshes, u'bala b'chia me'elav. Right? It's a very deep feeling when a tear comes down on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's all the way, it has ramifications in the heavens, in the Bezen Shalmala. So the Rizal said it's good to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Day of crying, day of Bechi. And yet, if you look in the source number 2, if you look in the Maisarav is a collection of the Minhagim of the Gra, of the Vilna Gaon, says the Maisarav, B'Rosh Hashanah Inarichin B'Tfilah Yosem Yidai. Right, we don't stretch out the teal on Rosh Hashanah, she'inless anos bar chatzos, because you have to eat on Rosh Hashanah. Right, we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. And if you pass chatzos, it talks about what you're supposed to do first, mincha or the suda. But the key line, v'ein livkos for Rosh Hashanah. Crying is inappropriate on Rosh Hashanah, says the Gra. Kimavuah b'ret Ezra, as the pasuk says in Ezra, al tivku v'chulu, Gemara darshins that pasuk about Rosh Hashanah being a happy day. Kiched v'as Hashem hima uzchem. The pasuk continues. Right, it's a happy day. The Arizal says you have to cry in Rosh Hashanah. The Gra says you can't cry in Rosh Hashanah. So what are we supposed to do? Pasha the Jews. We're trying to figure out what Hashem wants from us. So what are we supposed to do? It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. What Rosh Hashanah is all about. Okay. So who are we paskin like? We'd rather not say it's a machlokes. We'd rather try to figure out some way to put all the sources together. If you look at the Torah Shebichsav as well, also by way of background, and trying to figure it out. Now, the Torah gives hints of both. If you look in Parshas Emor, which is the Parshas HaMoadim, in Perachav Gimel in Vayikra, the Torah starts off in source number 3, Pasuk Dalet, Eile Moadei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh, Asher Tikru Osam HaMoadim. These are the Moadim, these are the holidays that you will call. All of these are the Moadim. I didn't read the previous two Pesukim more about Shabbos, so we're not going to focus on those now. These are the Moadim. What are the Moadim? B'chodesh HaRishon, Barbasar Lachodesh Bein Arbayim, on the 14th day of Nisan, Pesach Lashem, it's Pesach. Right, note, not for now, but interesting, in the Torah, Pesach is not Pesach. What we call Pesach is not called Pesach in the Torah. Right, what did the Torah just say? The 14th day of Pesach is called Pesach. Right, because the 14th day is the day we bring the carbon Pesach. On Erev Pesach. That's called Pesach in the Torah. Uvachamisha Asar Yom Lachodesh Hazeh, on the 15th day of the month, starts a 7-day holiday called Chag HaMatzos Lashem. It's called Chag HaMatzos in the Torah. What we call Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos in the Torah. Right? Pesach is Erev Pesach. Shivas Yom HaMatzos Tochelu. So Pesach is mentioned. First day, last day, fine. Then it talks about the Karban HaOmer, which we bring on the second day of Pesach, and skip down, Pasuk Tezvav, Usfartam Lachem Yimachor Asa Shabbos. We count from the day after Pesach, Miyom HaViyachem Zomar Tenufo. We count from the second day of Pesach, 7 weeks, 49 days, Sheva Shabbos Tzvimo Siena, until we get Ad Yimachor Asa Shabbos HaShviyas Tisbru Chamishim Yom, until we get to the day after the 7th week, day number 50, which we call Shavuos. It is not called Shavuos in the Torah, but that is going to on Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Ukrasem be'etzem hayom hazeh, you shall call that day Mikra Kodesh Yevachem. It's a holy day. Kol malachas avodah lo sasu, no malach is done. Chukas olam chamos shavuos sechem l'doray sechem. Wonderful Shavuos. So what are the moadim? Pesach and Shavuos. What comes next? What comes next? So what would we accept? What would we expect? We're talking about the parshas moadim here. What comes next? Rosh Hashanah. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Bechamishi. Taber b'nei Yisrael Leimor. Hashem says to tell b'nei Yisrael, Bachodesh Hashvi be'echad Bachodesh. On the 7th month, first day, Yelachem. 7th month, first month, right? Tishrei and Nisan are both Rosh Chodesh. First day, Yelachem Shabbason, Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. It's a day of Shabbason, a day of Zichron Trua, a day of remembering Trua. Just as Derech Agav, right, there are two psukim in the Torah. One says Zichron Trua, remembering Trua, and one says Yom Trua, Yelachem. So it's a day that you blow, or it's a day that you remember blowing. So there is a day of opinion in the Yerushalmi, it's only a thought in the Bavli, but at the end of the Yerushalmi, that what are these two psukim talking about? So I'm talking about Yom Trua is when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, and Zichron Trua is when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. You remember blowing, like this year. This year we're going to have a Zichron Trua on the first day. So why here does it say this is the first time Rosh Hashanah comes up in the Torah? Why is Zichron Trua here? Right? Yom Trua is later on in Pinchas. Well, why here is Zichron Trua? If you do the math, the first year that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, is Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos. And this was that year. It's an easy way to figure it out, because as we know, the days of Bnei Yisrael, we know Shabbos HaGadol was on a Shabbos. The 10th day of Nisan was on a Shabbos. Bnei Yisrael went out 4 days later, Wednesday night. Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a Wednesday night that year, Thursday, Friday, and the first Seder. We didn't have Seder, but it was Wednesday night. So as we know, from Pesach Shiurim, there's a way to remember a lot of different holidays based on when Pesach is. At Bash Garadat, the first letter of the Aleph Beis and the last letter of the Aleph Beis. At, the first night of Pesach is always the same night of the week as Tisha B'Av. Right, this year, whenever Pesach is, Tisha B'Av is going to be the same night of the week. Aleph Tav. Beis, the second night of Pesach is always the same night of the week as Shin Shavuos. Gimel, the third night of the week, Pesach is always the same night of the week as Reish Rosh Hashanah. Right, so if Wednesday night was the Yetzias Mitzrayim, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, the third night of Pesach is the same night as Rosh Hashanah that year. So that year, Rosh Hashanah was Zichron Shrua. Right, because it was Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos. That's why Dafka says it here. But either way, back to our discussion. What do you see? Rosh Hashanah is in the Parshas Amodim. Kom lecha zavod lo sasa v'rakan ishel Hashem. Not only Rosh Hashanah, not for now, but even continuing Yom Kippur's here too. Yom Kippur's here too. Ve'edav Rosh Hashanah Shalemar. Ach be'asa l'chodesh ha'shvi hazeh. On the 7th month, 10th day, Yom HaKippurim hu. Yom Kippur, mikra kodesh yalachem. V'nisim v'nat shoseichem. You shall afflict yourselves. Etc. And then, finally, after Rosh Hashanah and after Yom Kippur, then we come to Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, last column, we come to Sukkos. Tavril b'nei Yisrael leimor, b'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh hashvi hazeh, chag ha-sukkos shivas yamim l'ashem. Sukkos comes, b'yam arishon mikra kodesh, shivas yamim, etc. Interesting, Sukkos is mentioned twice, not for now, but if you read the Parshas Emor, we mention Sukkos, and then we mention Sukkos again. But if you look at Pasuk Lamed Zayin, a Soma Pasuk. Eile Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam B'Mukroi Kodesh. These, all these are the Moadim. L'Hakriv Yishel Hashem Olo Mincha Zevach Nusachim. You bring all these Karbanos. Milvad Shabbos Hashem, Side Shabbos. These are all the Moadim. So reading the Torah, it is a Moed. Rosh Hashanah is a Moed. A Moed is usually identified, happy, festive, meals. So it's a Moed, wonderful. And yet we know it's not so simple. Yeah, we know Rosh Hashanah, even though the Torah doesn't mention it, but we know Rosh Hashanah has other names, and even these other names reflect differences about the day. Rosh Hashanah has three names. Each name evokes different feelings. Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin, and Yom HaZikaron. Three names of Rosh Hashanah. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once pointed out that each of them, Yom HaZikaron, is past-focused. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is future-focused. Yom HaDin is present. What's going on now? Right? So the three names of Rosh Hashanah even give us, what are we supposed to be focusing on? What happened? What will happen? What is happening? Even those three names give us different emotions and different feelings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. If we look at the Rambam, and this is the last point of introduction, background, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, in Source 4, he writes, Sheishes Yamim Ha'elu, She'asran HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malacha. These 6 days, there are 6 days of Yontif that are Asur B'Malacha. Right, so I've given this, I've spoken about this topic before, I've mentioned this Rambam before in past Shiurim in Chutz La'aretz, so I always have to explain, 6 days is really a lot more, because there's 2 days of here and 2 days of here, but here it's just 6 days. Perfect, Baruch Hashem. Right, 6 days, you got Sukkos, first and last day of Sukkos, first and last day of Pesach, that's four, 1 day of Shavuos, is five, okay, Rosh Hashanah doesn't, it's the only one. But Yom Kippur, that's what he said. Well, Yom Kippur is not here. I don't think he leaves that one out. Sheiz Yom Eilu, Shazer Nakazav Asiyas Malacha. Shehein Rishon Vishvi Yishol Pesach. First and last day of Pesach. Rishon Vishvi Yishol Chag. Hasukkos. Uba Yom Chag HaShavuos. Uba Echad HaChodesh HaShvi. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, which according to some might be one long day, the first 2 days. Hein HaNikrayin Yomim Tovim. These are the Yomim Tovim. These are the Yomim Tovim. So what's included? Echad HaChodesh HaShvi. Just like the Torah Shebichsav calls it a Moed, so too, the Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Yontif, Be'echa, the Chodesh Hashvi, it is called the Yontif.
So
last day of Pesach. Last day of Pesach, that's there too. Rishon v'shvi shal Pesach. Rishon v'shvi shal Pesach, first last day of Pesach, first last day of Sukkos. Right, obviously, the Rabbanan holidays are not here, Chanukah and Purim are not here, and Yom Kippur is not here. Right, why isn't Yom Kippur here? Separate discussion. But Yom Kippur is not here. It might be just because he's saying the holidays that you eat on, or he might be leaving it out on purpose. Okay, so now let's get to the crux of what we're going to talk about, and that is, so what's the answer? So what's Rosh Hashanah about? What are we supposed to be feeling? And the best way to try to figure out what we're supposed to be feeling emotionally on Rosh Hashanah is by looking through the halachas of Rosh Hashanah and the various discussions of the Mefarshim, of the Gemara, of the Rishonim, about what they say about various halachas on Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to discuss three or four or five halachos, and based on actual halacha and even words and phrases that Rishonim use, maybe we'll be able to come up with a proper understanding and a deeper understanding of what we're supposed to be feeling on these days. So let's start off with the first discussion. Hallel. Let's discuss Hallel. So should we say Hallel? Do we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? We say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? No, we don't. Is there a reason we don't? Why don't we? And is there any stage of any historical development that we should have said Hallel? So this is based on a Gemara. Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, source number 5. Source number 5, top of the page. Amar Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu says, Amru Malachei Asharis B'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a question that bothered the angels. It wasn't just a question of you and I. Right? It's a question that bothered the angels. The angels asked Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira L'fanecha B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippurim. Why don't they say Hallel? Why don't those Jews say Hallel? Hallel is such a beautiful tefillah. Right? So the angels are asking, why don't the Jews say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amar Lahem, Hashem answers them. We have to figure out what this means. Efshar, Melech Yoshiv Al Kisei Din. The king is sitting in his throne of judgment. V'sifrei Chayim v'sifrei Mesim P'suchim Lefanav. And the books of life and death are open. V'Yisrael Omrim Shira. And they're supposed to say Shira to me? Well, Hashem's not going to get confused, but let's. Okay, we do some. Well, we over and over again we call him a melech, but Malchiah seems to be a little different than Shevach. Shevach Hallel is a lot about past, a lot about generalities, but Malchus is about the ruler of the world. All the Shevach that we have on Rosh Hashanah is focused on that. Let's focus on this line for a minute. So what does the Gemara say? Is it appropriate? The king is sitting in judgment that we're gonna try to say, oh, you're the greatest, you're wonderful. Is that appropriate? So Hallel is not appropriate. The question is, how are we supposed to understand this line? What does this line mean? Does it mean it's totally inappropriate? Does it mean there's no Rosh Hashanah is not a happy day? Rosh Hashanah is not a day of simcha. It's not. Hallel is totally inappropriate. It's a zero. Don't say it. Because today's a day of Sifrei Chaim u'Meisim. Is that what the Gemara is trying to say? It's not a day of Simcha. That's definitely one understanding of the Gemara. It's not a day that you should be happy. And that's how some of Farshim explain the Gemara. But what might be another understanding of the Gemara? Not that, yeah? Oh, meaning there's counter pressure here. It's not that it's totally inappropriate. But sometimes there's other reasons involved. Like the Moshe, right? Like Kriyas Yamsef. Why don't we say whole Hallel on the last day of Pesach? The Egyptians are dying. They're still God's creations, even though they're Rishayim. Don't say Hallel. So as a Moshe, that's... Really, you should! It's a day of Simcha, but we don't for a various reason. So maybe that's another way of understanding this Gemara. You really should. It's a day of Simcha, but it's also Sifrei Chaim u'Meisim. Let's see how the Rambam understands it in source number 6. It says the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. Where he's talking about Hallel. V'lo Hallel shel Chanukah b'levad midivrei sofrim, elo kriyas ha-Hallel la'olam midivrei sofrim. The Rambam's opinion is that Hallel is a mitzvah midirabanan. It's a rabbinic mitzvah. All Hallels that we say are derabanan, says the Rambam. And he lists off the 18 days of the year that we say Hallel. And then at the end, right, the 18 days, the 8 days of Sukkot, the 8 days of Chanukah, right, that's 16, 1 day of Pesach, and 1 day of Shavuos, meaning full Hallel, which is the real Hallel. That's an easy one. 8, 8, 1, and 1. Right? So, what about the other days? We don't say Hallel on Purim, because the Megillah is the Hallel. We do say Hallel on Chanukah. What other days should we be saying Hallel? Shani Yom Kippur. So says the Rambam, Aval Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim, ain b'hem Hallel. Last two lines. They don't have Hallel. Why? Lefi Shehein Yemei Tshuva v'Yira v'Fachad, Lo Yemei Simcha Yesera. Says the Rambam, because these are days of repentance, awe, fear, and they're not days of so much simcha. It's clear from the Rambam that there is some simcha. He doesn't say there's no simcha. There's no days. They're not days of a lot of simcha. But the days of tshuva v'yir v'fachet. So it's the Rambam is telling us that it's a day of somewhere in the middle, it seems. It's not a day of simcha yaseira, but it's a day of simcha. That's how the Rambam understands the Gemara. So there's no halel, but maybe not totally inappropriate. What? Number two. What about avelus? Another great litmus test. Because as we know, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Moed Katan, in source number 7, the Mishnah tells us where it's underlined, Shabbos ola ve'ena mafsechus. The halacha is that Shabbos counts for a day of Shiva. Every Shiva has a Shabbos, by definition, 7 days. So Shabbos counts for Shiva, ve'ena mafsechus, and does not break avelus. It's not break avelus, right? Always counts. Regalim mafsikin ve'enam olin. A yantif, a regel is mafsik. Somebody sits Shiva for 3 minutes before Pesach. The barrel had 3 minutes. Boom, Pesach breaks it. Sukkot, you sit Shiva for 3 minutes before Sukkot. Sukkot breaks it. And you know what? Shmini Atzeres breaks Shloshim. Because Shmini Atzeres is a chag b'fnei atzmo we pass, but it's a separate one for certain halachas. So yantif breaks Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. It breaks it. If somebody has a kfura on yantif, if it didn't start yet, then you do it after yantif. Rav Soloveitchik was nifter on Chol HaMoed Pesach, so his shiva didn't start till after Pesach. So if you didn't start it till yantif, then you started after yantif. But if it started, because yantif and avelus cannot coexist. Yantif is simcha. Can't coexist with avelus. Avelus is sadness, it's distance from God, it's a feeling of not feeling of distance. That's not what yantif's about. So it can't coexist. Shabbos is a different kind of day. Shabbos has oneg, according to most, but it doesn't have simcha. So, yantif versus Shabbos. What about Rosh Hashanah? What about Rosh Hashanah? What happens with Rosh Hashanah? We have the regalim and we have Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim ki regalim. Rabbi Gamliel says, Rosh Hashanah, let's focus on that, that's tonight's topic, Rosh Hashanah is like yantif. That's what we paskin. Rosh Hashanah is like yantif. You have Shiva, Rosh Hashanah, boom, no avail, no Shiva. V'chachamim omrim, no. Lo kedivrei zeh. Ela atzeres kiragalim. Shvuas is like yantif, even though it's only 1 day. Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim kishabbos. The chacham say no, they're like Shabbos. So it's a machlokas. So we paskin it's like yantif, but we see it's a machlokas in the Mishnah. Okay, and what's this machlokas about? What's the root issue behind this machlokas? Again, it could very well be our issue. What's the root day of Rosh Hashanah? What is Rosh Hashanah? Is Rosh Hashanah linked, close? Is it light? Does it mirror the Yom Tovim? Is that what it's about? Is that what we're supposed to be feeling? It's a day of Simcha? And it's enough Simcha to cancel Avelus? Or not? It's a day of Yerva Fachad. It's a day of fear. It's a day of realizing our mortality. If you look in the Shi'iltos, one of the Gaonim, Rav Achai Gaon, before the Rishonim, so he has a halachic work, source number 8, so there he writes, he quotes this question, Avohani, see where it's underlined on the left side, Kivan de'ispehu simcha kiragalim damu. Maybe because there's an element of simcha in these days, maybe it should be enough to be a yantif. And he quotes the Mishnah, and at the end of the day he says, Rabbi Gamliel says they're like yantif. Why? Why? He doesn't even say because it's a day of simcha. My timer, where it's underlined, kivan dehukshu kol ha'moadim kulam zeh bazeh. Since the Torah puts Rosh Hashanah with the rest of the holidays in the Torah Shebichsav, so I feel the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, so it must be they're like holidays. So it doesn't even go all the way. It doesn't even say, oh, it's a day of simcha, it's like a yantif. Because the Torah puts it all together, so we'll get, that's enough for us. So again, what is that? So it's not clear. The Isbusim, they have some simcha. But still, it's somewhere in the middle. So Hallel, we have Avelus, but again, this is the issue behind the discussion in the Mefarshim. Another halacha, which, number 3, that we're going to discuss, which, if it doesn't fall out this year, we're like, oh, what a detail, what are we discussing? But, it's halacha l'maisa this year. We know, Shabbos afternoon, after Mincha, there's a 3-line tefillah called Tzidkas Chatzedek. Shabbos afternoon after Mincha, we say it, we're matzdik the din. Tzidik ha-din. Why do we say tzidik ha-din? We usually say it at the end of a funeral. Why do we say it Shabbos afternoon after Mincha? Because, some suggest, because Mincha time is all the neshamas in Shemayim get a respite from any punishment on Shabbos. There's a respite. So at this time of day, it's already getting late in the day on Shabbos, so we're matzik the din. Matzik the din. So David HaMelech was nifter on Shabbos afternoon, right? So that's the Gemara describes. So also we say tzidek hadin. But the rule usually is that tzidek hadin, you don't say if you wouldn't say tachnun on that kind of day had it been a weekday. So it's a tefillah that it parallels, let's say, tachnun on a weekday. Tachnun on a weekday, which we don't say tachnun on Yom Tov, we don't say tachnun on Erev Yom Tov, we don't say tachnun on Purim, we don't. So any of that, whenever it's a joyous day, we don't say tachnun. We don't say tachnun, because tachnun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if sorry, help me out. When it's a happy day, we don't say tachnun. So tzidkas v'tzedek is that type of serious tefillah that we have Shabbos afternoon. So the question is, what happens if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so then, are we supposed to say tzidkas v'tzedek? This Shabbos! This Shabbos, what are we supposed to do? So says the Ran in source number 9, three opinions. You might ask, how does he have three opinions? Isn't it a yes or no question? Let's see what he says. No, you do not say it, clearly. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, you do not say it. All Shabbos, Malach, is Rosh Chodesh. Also Rosh Chodesh, you don't say it. So the question is, what about this? What about this one? What about Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos? Says the Ran in source number 9, a little bit small. Yesh, line 1, I'll read it outside. Yesh mina ga'onim shekasvu. Some ga'onim say, dekivan she'ein halel b'Rosh Hashanah. Since we don't say halel on Rosh Hashanah, which we already established, imchal lios b'Shabbos, therefore, the fact that we don't say halel tells us something. Therefore, if it falls out, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, omer bo tzidkascha. So it's appropriate to say tzidkascha. Since you don't say halel, then it's appropriate to say tzidkascha. Deklal masur b'yadam, because this, what's the rule? To call yom sheyesh bo halel, ain omer bo tzidkascha. Whenever you have halel, then you leave it out. And lefisha omer, also I'll see the kadin shal Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu also was nifter at that time of day. Moshe, David. So, that's usually the rule. Vizeh, and therefore on this day, kivan she'ein bo halel, shaper demel lememre. You don't say halel, so it's appropriate. What is that opinion understanding? The fact that you don't say halel is a very serious reflection of what type of day it is. You don't say halel, that's not a technical, you know, sifra chayim ameisa, that means it's not a day of simcha. Not a day of simcha, say tzidkas v'tzedek. They go hand in hand. Number 2, the ga'onim achirim cholkin. Other ga'onim argue. V'omrim, and they say no. Rosh Hashanah nami Rosh Chodesh hu. We forget sometimes. Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. V'kivon de'bishar Rosh Chodeshim lo amrina tzidkascha. If any other Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbos, you wouldn't say it. Af Rosh Hashanah nami lo amrina lei. So too on Rosh Hashanah we don't. So what is that opinion holding? What's the assumption of that opinion? Like the first one? Or not the first one? Sounds like not. Fundamentally, just from the standpoint of Rosh Hashanah, maybe you should say tzidkascha. But you know what? You know, it's also Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, you can't say tzidkascha. Again, how does the Rosh Chodesh element connect to the Rosh Hashanah element? But finally, third opinion, Rabbi Yehuda bar Barzilai al-Bergaloni says, he says, you should not say tzidkascha. She'ein amrim tzidkascha b'Rosh Kippurim. You don't say tzidkascha. Why not? The efshar, look where it's underlined. The efshar detaima. Why? Mishum dekivan de Barash Hashanah. And by the way, we don't say it. Ashkenazi custom is not to say it. Ramas is not to say it. Like this last opinion. Why? Dekivan de Barash Hashanah ika simcha. Happy. Ba'achilo v'shasiya kishar yamim tovim. Hey, you eat. You have a suda. Lo amrina beit tzidkascha. Don't say it. So again, it's a detail in halacha. Do you say it? Do you not say it? It's only three lines. What's the big deal? But many times, details in halacha could reflect major mentalities about what the entire day is about. And you see it here. Hey, one opinion says, you're not saying halal, so you should say it. Because it's one type of day. But on the other hand, you have another opinion that says, it's a day of simcha, achilu v'shasiya. So of course you're not supposed to say it. It's like a yantif. Tzidkas v'tzedek. So we have halal, we have avelus, we have tzidkascha, and let's get to number 4, another major issue.
Yeah.
Right. So Yom Kippur is right. Yom Kippur we have to talk about it separately. I will be Yom Kippur. Kimashu Yom Inui Omer Mosel. It is a day of affliction, even though you might see Yom Kippur has some simcha elements a little bit. We spoke about it last year. It's still appropriate to say. Okay, Biyavim Makinonami, since it's asking the Tzrachim. Okay. Next. So what about the issue of eating on Rosh Hashanah? So we eat on Rosh Hashanah. Is that controversial at all? Anybody say otherwise? That's what we paskin. That's, by the way, why the minhag is to say slichos. We know we say slichos at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. You have to have at least 4 days of slichos before Rosh Hashanah. Right? And if Rosh Hashanah is earlier in the week, so we got to start the whole week before. Why 4 days? What's the magic line? We always start Moshe Shabbos, not to confuse people. But why 4 days? Two reasons given in the postgame. Number one, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, every carbon was checked out for 4 days before it was sacrificed. So on Rosh Hashanah, when we are all experiencing Akedah, the Akedah Yitzchak happened on Rosh Hashanah, so we have to check out ourselves for 4 days. So a day of Slichos is a day that we're looking into ourselves. That's one reason. And the other reason given is that there was an ancient custom to fast and do introspection for 10 days before Yom Kippur. 10 days. So that was an ancient custom. There are 4 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that you're not allowed to fast. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, there's always a Shabbos, and Erev Yom Kippur. And Erev Yom Kippur, where there's a mitzvah to eat. The only day of the year, weekday of the year, that there's a mitzvah to eat. So there's 4 days. That's why you got to make up those 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. You miss out those 4 days in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so you got to make it up, and that's why we have 4 days of Slichos. So, fasting. So, Lamaisa, we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. The question is, does anybody see otherwise? Says the Mordechai in Source number 10. Mordechai, one of the great Rishonim. Mao, top line. Mao lehizanas b'Rosh Hashanah. Are you supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? The Heshiv b'Rosh Hashanah asur lehizanos. So the Mordechai holds it is asur. You're not allowed to fast, like what we hold. You're not allowed to fast. Bein midivrei Torah, I'll bring you a raya from the Torah. Bein midivrei Kabbalah, I'll bring you a raya from Navi. Bein mibraisa, I'll bring you a raya from the Tanaim. Bein mi Talmud, he brings me rayas from everywhere. Look what he quotes, midivrei Torah minayin, in line 4. Where in the Torah do you see that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? Again, look what he says. Lefi shehu kalul and shara ma'odos. It's written in Emor with the other holidays, like we read earlier. V'ksiv vei mikra kodesh, and it's called mikra kodesh. What does mikra kodesh mean? Skip two words. Katsheyu b'macho b'mishte b'ksus nekiya. Eating, drinking, beautiful clothing. Right. So it's in the Torah says. The Torah puts it all together. You're not allowed to fast. Skip a couple of lines. Yeah. People don't eat. They don't make kiddush. But there are those, because one is not allowed to fast, it might be a good idea to take a drink of water in the morning. You're allowed to drink water in the morning. Right? It's just like before any other morning. But that's why, to get out of the problem of not fasting until after Chatzos, it's always a good idea to drink. Some shuls, depending on the minhag of the shul, some shuls have a break before Tekiyas. And they make kiddush. Some yeshivas. Different yeshivas. They have a break and they have they dafka do it. They dafka have kiddush before, you know, schnapps, but they dafka have kiddush before Tekiyas, so they get a little energy back and they don't fast past Chatzos. But again, just take a drink of water. Then we're not fasting. Then nobody, no problems. But that's what he says. He says you're not allowed to fast. The Ode, Rosh Hashanah, Ikri Chag, Kachal HaMoadim. He says in line 9, it's called a Chag. So you see, it's like all the Yom Tovim. That's what the Mordechai says. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, where this halach is quoted, next page, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says on top, Ochlin v'shosin v'smeichin. On Rosh Hashanah, we eat, we drink, we're happy. V'ein mis'an in b'Rosh Hashanah. We don't fast on Rosh Hashanah or on Shabbat Shuva. But the Shulchan Aruch does have a limit. Amnam lo yochlu kol savam. But we shouldn't eat until satiation. We shouldn't eat like we eat on other Shabbos and Yontif. L'man lo yekelu roshem v'ti yayiras Hashem al paneihem. We should remember somewhat that it's Rosh Hashanah. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch is trying to have the eating, but remember it's still Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting, there's a Marshal. The Marshal, Shlomo Luria, the great early Achronim, he writes that he did not eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. He loved fish, he didn't eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. One way of remembering that it was Rosh Hashanah. Some type of hacker. But we see that there's right. Look in the continuation, even on the bottom. On the bottom, the Rama quotes the idea if somebody fasts on Rosh Hashanah, he had a bad dream, he has to fast on Rosh Hashanah. He quotes that maybe it will be allowed. Why? Because after all, there are some people, some go on him, I didn't give them to you, that say that you should fast on Rosh Hashanah. second to last line, the mitzvah hisanas for Rosh Hashanah. We don't hold like them. But there are those that say that you should fast on Rosh Hashanah. It's not unheard of. It doesn't make us, doesn't, right? We don't raise our eyebrows. Mitzvah, you know, asur, not all the way. Don't read satiation. So again, this is an issue. Lamaisa, we paskin, we do, but this is something that is important. Let's go to one other before we try to put it all together. One other source. Let's turn the page for a minute. I'm just giving a couple of sources. This is source 17. 15 and 16 were about Shechianu. The Gemara talks about whether one is supposed to say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah. Does that fit into the holidays? Rosh Hashanah is usually with the holidays. Let's just read that fine. Let's go back to 15 for a second. 15. Says the Gemara in Erevin. Sorry, the second day is a separate halachic issue. But V'yama Rabba, the Gemara says in Erevin, let's just read one line. Ki avina be'rafuna yibaylon. Ma'al omer zman b'rashan v'yom kippurim. Is Shechianu appropriate on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? This question is not asked by Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, because it's obviously appropriate. What about on Rosh Hashanah? Kivan demizman lezman asi amrinon. Since it's a yontif that comes only once in a while, you should. O dilma kivan delo ikri regalim lo amrinon. Or maybe it's not a regal. It's not a regal, so maybe it's inappropriate. So again, we paskin that you do say it on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. But the Gemara has a discussion of it. The Gemara goes into, is should you, shouldn't you? But again, this is the issue of Rosh Hashanah. Should you say a Shechianu? Back to 17. Says the Rosh, there is a tefillah we say every Yontif in Shmona Esrei called Vahasienu. At the end of the middle bracha, Vahasienu Hashem Lakeinu is Birchas Moadecha, L'chaim L'shalom. Vahasienu. It's a tefillah that's connected and identified with Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. The Rosh quotes two different opinions whether we're supposed to say that on Rosh Hashanah. We don't. But there was a machlokes whether he was supposed to be saying that. V'hasienu Hashem Elkeinu as berachas moadecha. He quotes the two different opinions. And then he also quotes two different opinions about a very similar issue that again comes up this year. Motzi Shabbos, between the first and second day of Rosh Hashanah. Right, usually when you have a Shabbos going into a Yontif on Sunday, there's a special tefillah we say. Into a weekday, we say a Tachanantanu. Into a Shabbos, we say a tefillah called Vatodienu. Vatodienu is in Shmona Esrei, and it also talks about the Moadim. Also, two opinions that we have in the Rosh. Should we be saying Vatodienu on Rosh Hashanah? Halacha l'maisa, we split. We don't say Vahasienu, but we do say Vatodienu. And that's a problem. Because it seems to be the same issue. It's all about Birchas Moadecha. Is this the Moadim? So how do we split? On the one hand, it is a Moad. On the other hand, it's not a Moad. You should fast. You shouldn't fast. Say Hallel. Not appropriate to say Hallel. How do we put this all together? So maybe, as I'm sure everyone here is feeling, Rosh Hashanah is just like the Rambam said. It's not a day of Simcha Yisera. But it is a day of Simcha. It's the day that Adam Arishon was created. Right, the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us. It's all of our birthdays. Right, the Adam Arishon. And maybe it's a day of opposite feelings. It's a day that we have to have opposite feelings. And how is opposite feelings possible? Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Beautiful Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas. Says in Source 18. Ben Yonah points out that the Pasuk says, V'gilu bir'ada. You shall rejoice in fear. V'gilu bir'ada. What does that mean? We're supposed to rejoice in fear. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, where it's underlined. Sha'af al-pi, even though, she'etzel basar v'adam, hayira v'hasimcha, him davar v'hifucho. When it comes to human relationships, fear and happiness, or fear and love, they are mutually exclusive. When I'm scared of something, who omeid nirta vidoe, I jump away, I run away, I'm scared. You can't love something and hate something at the same time. Even if something is called a love-hate relationship, that's not at the same time. That means sometimes love, sometimes hate. But it's not both. But our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not so. It's the only relationship that we could have both dual opposite feelings. Adarabba, just the opposite. Kisha Adam is boni bigdulaso. When a person is thinking about Hashem's gavus, v'yarei mipanav, and he fears him, yismach v'yagil ba'osa yira, he's happy with the fear. Mipnei why? Shebe'emsa isa misora l'kayim ha-mitzvahs. Because both of those feelings help us be m'kayim ha-mitzvahs, v'sas v'ne'elas b'kiyuma. And I am so happy because I know. That, we have two psukim in Tehillim. If there was Hashem b'yira, if there was Hashem b'simcha. What do you mean? The answer is because when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both are demanded of us. The first bir halacha, Chavetz Chaim in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Sefer HaChinuch that quotes the six mitzvahs t'midios, the six mitzvahs that are constant, the six mitzvahs that we have to do every second of our life. Every second of our life, we're waiting for a bus. We could be doing six mitzvahs at that moment. What are the six mitzvahs that we do every second of our life? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, believing in God. Yilcha Elohim Achirim, not believing in other gods, right? The two beliefs in gods. Yichud Hashem, believing He is unique and one, Hashem Echad. Let's go to the last one. V'lo sasuru achrei lebachem achrei neichem, not following our eyes and our hearts to do the wrong thing. And the last two, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. They're t'midios, which means they're at the same time. Ava usually brings you closer, Yira brings you further away. How does that work? The answer is, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's possible. So if Rabbeinu Yonah says that in general, specifically on Rosh Hashanah, it for sure is true. Rav Nevinzal writes in Source 19, in one of his sichos, the Rosh Hashanah, it's exactly what Rosh Hashanah is about. It's a day of dual feelings. Miteva Advarim, line 2, Inyan Hayira hu abolet yoter b'tkufa zu shel Hashanah. On the surface, you would think that fear is the prime feeling we're supposed to be having. Yamim no ra'im, the awesome days. And yet, line 5 is Achim Zos, you can't forget Simcha. You can't forget that Hashem comes down on Rosh Hashanah and is closest to us than He is the rest of the year. Right? Like we mentioned before, it's a gift. He gives us a chance for tshuva. Just like we have to work hard to make sure we have Yira properly on the heart, we also have to make sure that we have the proper Simcha. It's a day of dual feelings. Yes, eat, but don't overdo it. Yes, we don't say Hallel, but don't think it's totally inappropriate not to say Hallel. Some people say Tzidkascha, some people don't say Tzidkascha. Right? Maybe we say Vatodienu, but we don't say Vahasienu, because it's all, they're both right in a sense. It's a day of dual emotions and opposite emotions. Maybe we can now return to the first point that we made, and that is the Arizal and the Gra. Right, even before that. Again, my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig is the first one that pointed this out to me. And that is, if you look in the Rambam of the Pirush Mishnayos in Source 20, one phrase of the Rambam which captures everything we've just said. One phrase in the Rambam. The Rambam is describing why we don't say Hallel. V'yamru b'shasa Hallel. Lefi, third line. Lefi shaloh ha'ikar and Hallel b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. We don't say Hallel b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. Why? Let's read it carefully. Lefi shehem yemei avoda v'hachna v'fachad u'mora. It's a day of service and humility and fear mei Hashem from God. V'yire mimenu and fear from Him u'mivrach u'manos elav. And it's a day of safety and rescue to Him. In the same line, the Rambam says, Mimenu and Elav. From Him to Him. The same day we're running away from God and we're running towards God. We have Yira and we have Simcha. That's the Rambam. In one line, Mivrach Umanos Elav. And now, returning, the Arizal and the Gra. The Arizal says you have to cry in Rosh Hashanah. The Gra says you're not allowed to cry in Rosh Hashanah. What are we supposed to do? So some suggest, Rav Sternbach writes in a tshuva of his in Source 21, maybe the chiluk is during davening and not during davening. During davening, you're supposed to cry. Not during davening, no, you're not supposed to cry. Be happy the rest of the day. But according to this idea, no, we're saying no. They're both right. The whole day is a day of bechiyah and not bechiyah. Again, the Arizal might have said, you have to cry. The Gra might have said, you're not allowed to cry, but we push it to Yidden and are trying to put together and get the messages of both. And that is, maybe it's a day of crying and a day of laughing. Not laughing, but smiling, at least. It's a day of crying and it's a day of smiling. It's a day of feeling very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that engenders two different feelings. It gives us feelings of awesomeness, and it feeling gives us feelings of happiness as well. And this is Rosh Hashanah. And we have to make sure we break down the walls in between us that we to inculcate ourselves with this idea. And at the Yerushalmi, just to end, the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah tells us that when it comes to any other type of din, a din in a human court, we're very scared, people dress in black, people don't shave, people don't get haircuts because they don't know what's going to be. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to the Yom HaDin of the Jews, look at the Jews, says the Yerushalmi. They all dress in white. They all took showers. They all get haircuts. They all dress properly. And they're very proud because they know the language of the Yerushalmi. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Lahem Nisim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it okay. So we have confidence. We go in with a serious, and we know everything's on the line. But we know with Siyata Deshmaya, we feel that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pull us through nationally and give us a Shana Tova, Tav Shin Ayin. Right, somebody told me yesterday, Tinyas Shnat Aliyah. It wasn't Shnat Aliyah for us. But Baruch Hashem Tiyashna, more Aliyah should be Aliyah of all Klal Yisrael. Aliyah of all Klal Yisrael this year. And Baruch Hashem, we should be able to gain the true meaning of Rosh Hashanah in our experiences.